Dreamscape presents the Isis recording of The Wire in the Blood by Val McDermid. Copyright 1997 by Val McDermid. Read by Michael Tudor Barnes.
Prologue. Murder was like magic, he thought. The quickness of his hand always deceived the eye, and that was how it was going to stay. It was like the postman delivering to a house where afterwards they would swear there had been no callers. This was the knowledge that was lodged in his being like a pacemaker in a heart patient. Without the power of his magic, he'd be dead. Or as good as. He knew just from looking at her that she would be the next. Even before the eye contact, he knew. There had always been a very particular combination that spelled perfection in his thesaurus of the senses. Innocence. And ripeness. Mink-dark hair, eyes that danced. He'd never been wrong yet. It was an instinct that kept him alive. Or as good as. He watched her watching him, and under the urgent mutter of the crowd, he heard echoing in his head the music. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown. The chiming tune swelled and burst, then battered his brain like a spring tide against a breakwater. And Jill? What about Jill? Oh, he knew what happened to Jill. Over and over again, repetitious as the barbaric nursery rhyme. But it was never enough. He had never quite been satisfied that the punishment had fit the crime. And so, there had to be a next one. And there he was.